Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jen and friends on Star 94.1.
I'm still feeling so conflicted and need your help on this. Told you yesterday a little bit about this secret I feel like I've been keeping from my kids. By the way, they're not listening. There's some folks yesterday concerned they were listening. They're not listening right now, but my husband and I have been married almost 9 years now. We have two daughters, age 6 and 3. And what they don't know about our lives is that both of us were married before one another. Mm-hmm. My husband had a previous marriage, no children involved in that. So it's like clean break. Everything's good. Happy. Wish you well. Bye-bye. And then same with me. No children in my previous marriage either. So while those are experiences in our life that make us who we are, it's certainly not something that you bring up in everyday conversation. It's certainly not something you want to wear on your t-shirt all the time. It's one of those failed relationships in life that you learn from and hopefully grow from and improve from. But it's also something that's now feels like I'm keeping a secret from our kids, that they don't know that we've both had those experiences before. And we're not really sure how to break it to them.
Have they brought it up? Like, what? Divorce, why is your mind wrapped around this?
Well, divorce has come up in conversation because our six-year-old has friends whose parents have gotten divorced, and she's exploring that, like, what is that? What does that mean? Mm-hmm. And it feels sort of odd not to address it then. But my worry is about their age. You know, are they young enough to are they too young to comprehend that in the past? And then would that make them worry about their dad and I, mm-hmm. you know, like, oh, does that mean that you and daddy could get divorced? I can just see it being like the next question. So on one hand, I feel like I'm keeping the secret I shouldn't be keeping from them. But then on the other hand, I feel like maybe I should keep it a little bit longer to protect them until they're old enough to comprehend it. So y'all have been great, like reaching out and giving guidance and advice. If you've been through this before, I would really love to hear how you handled it, because I love crowdsourcing that kind of advice. 404-263-0941 is our number.
51539, that's the Jen and Friends text line. Message and data rates apply. Please do not text and drive, but that's 51539.
Because I'm still feeling so conflicted, because the advice that's been rolling in so far is split down the middle.
This was funny when we had this original conversation. It all started leaning one way, and then immediately started leaning the other way, and all the responses have been fantastic. But we, and I say we, I put myself out there in the car with you right now, we are no help, because it is 50-50, yes, tell them now, and the other 50% is no, they're too young.
And it's like, you know, do I keep the secret longer or not? Here's one that came in. Thank you so much, Robbie, for sending this in. It says, yes, tell them now while they're still young. I had to tell my kids after I got divorced from their dad. They acted like I told them it was pepperoni instead of cheese pizza. He said, don't make a big deal out of it, and they won't either. But what's your opinion on this? Could you offer me some guidance? 404-263-0941 or text us 51539. Are there just some things that children don't need to think about and worry about until they're older, or should you tell them the truth? Hey, Emily in Gainesville. Welcome to Jen and Friends. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. All right, so do you have any guidance for me? Just if anybody's just jumping into the show right now, I've been talking about how my husband and I are married. We are each other's second marriage and have children together. With both of our first marriages, we did not have children. Our children don't know that yet. They're 6 and 3. Should we tell them, or are they too young to get it?
So I'm not a parent, but I've been through divorces, and my brother's mom married my dad, and he didn't know that she was remarried before that, or she was married before my dad. Mm-hmm. And when he found out later in life as an adult, he really took that really hard that she didn't confide in him and say, you know, sometimes we make the wrong choices, but we learn from it, and there's always somebody else. And so I think that you should tell them. I don't know if now is the right time, but eventually in the next few years, I think you should.
Yeah, because I don't want them to find out in any other way. I don't want somebody, a family member, to maybe mention it in front of them, mm-hmm.
Or if a cousin finds out.
And my cousin did.
Yeah.
My cousin told him, and it was a big deal because he thought my brother knew, and he didn't.
Awesome. Thank you, Emily. That's the way that I've been leaning, is sharing it with them and telling them. But we're getting so many great bits of advice on the text line, too.
51539, Jennifer's text line, 51539. Lock this one in. Check in with us at any time. Great text coming in. Tony says, I believe in honesty. That builds the trust. So they need to believe that they can always be honest with you. So you should tell them.
Mm-hmm.
Allison writes in, and Allison says, you need to wait, because if they are likely to blurt it out at a party without truly understanding it, then they are too young.
Right. This one says, from Nikki in DeKalb, she texted in and says, remember, it'll be a bigger deal for you than for your kids, and also trust your mom gut. If your mom gut says that it's not the right time, trust that.
What's your mom gut say on this?
I kind of agree with this other text coming in that yes to Lauren because she's 6, but no to Reese because she's 3.
That's a very popular answer as well. 3 is
really?
Too young.
Three
this coming in from the 770. 3 is too young. 6, be honest. Explain that it doesn't mean you will never find love again.
Oh, right. Hey, Summer in Cartersville, what do you say? Tell him or don't tell him?
I say don't tell him. It's in the past. There's no other children involved. It's a need-to-know basis. Do they really need to know?
Yeah, see, they don't. It doesn't really affect their lives, and it's going to blow their minds. They're going to be like, what? You had a whole life before us that ever existed?
Yeah. I say don't tell them. It's not important.
This is where I ping-pong back and forth with Mark. This is where I'm going, tell him, don't tell him. Tell him, don't tell him. Tell him, I don't know. It's like this kind of like hanging cloud always.
If it makes you feel any better, the text line is ping-ponging as well.
Okay.
It is straight 50-50. But the common theme seems to be the age factor.
Yeah.
That 6 and 3 might be too young, especially the 3-year-old, maybe the 6-year-old, to truly comprehend a deep topic like divorce. So that's when...
But then isn't she going to be able to tell her little sister?
But then she's
like, when they're playing house together, isn't it going to come up? Because they recreate everything in their life, in their play.
But how is she going to recreate that scenario to the little sister?
I have no idea.
Mommy and daddy didn't love each other at first. They had other people they loved, and that didn't work out. Now they don't love each other. Now mommy and daddy love each other. So I love grass.
I just see Lauren having an existential crisis in the middle of playing house.
I'm going to sit here and eat sand to get over this situation.
Y'all, these little suckers do not come with instruction manuals. And they need to. How come somebody didn't give me one of those?
Jen and Friends on Star 94.1.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.